Well, good afternoon, everyone. We are so happy to have you with us on this Friday. This is Local Matters, and I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. Pastor, greeting again, sir.
Hey, happy good afternoon to you Friday afternoon. Are you doing good, Dwight?
I'm doing well, thank you.
We're blessed.
Looking forward to our little conversation here.
Yes,
always do.
Always do, too.
We have been involved with some very exciting, just inspiring scripture in the Word of God. It all is, but this we're talking about from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22, 23, the fruit of the Spirit. Let me just read the verses there, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And what that's outlining there are forces and characteristics of Jesus Christ that come into our life, graces, yes, if you will. When he comes in, Pastor Ron, he comes in, he brings his ability with him.
Hallelujah.
We are equipped to become his arms and legs on the earth, and we're not in it by ourselves. Mm-hmm. He brings in us, and when he comes into our heart, into our life, he brings all these things for us to use here and now. And the last phrases we've talked about before in those two verses is, against such there is no law. When these things are operating, it's talking about ripened fruit here and being interdependent on each other. When these things are operating in us, against such there's no law. There's nothing they can stop
them.
There's
no limit.
There's no greater, but there's no limit. So we have to learn, as we've said before, number one, that we have them as born-again believers, and two, what they do and how they do it. Mm-hmm. You've given some great practical examples, you know, last week of a situation that could really escalate it, but the force of long-suffering just rose up in you, and in very practical, daily walking it out way, there it was when you needed it. You recognized it, and it took a situation that could have been very bad, apparently very good. So we've walked into this. We've talked about love, joy, and peace, and we walked into the component or power or force or grace of long suffering last week. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
You know, Dwight, one of the things about these manifestations of these fruit, I've had people ask me before, how do you get to the place in your life that they begin to manifest?
Yeah.
Because young Christians obviously want to know that. People want to know that. And Dwight, one of the things that I can say is, you live and learn.
I mean,
I have not let these fruit manifest in my life, and I'd rather let them, but you know, the consequences of not letting them will teach you real quickly, because it's not the fruit of Ron. If this was the fruit of Ron, we'd be in trouble. This is fruit of the recreated human spirit that the Holy Spirit through the Lord Jesus Christ deposit in us. And Dwight, the sad part about it is, we all have them. If you're a Christian, you've got them in you. But if we can learn that to let them manifest, and this fruit of long suffering, Dwight, is one of the most. I was just thinking about hunting. I love and enjoy hunting, but one thing that I always endeavor to do and have endeavored to do is don't want to get gross here, but clean shots. You know, where it's not the animal's not suffering; it's just down and it's over. Well, see, if the fruit of long suffering is not working in your life, and I learned this years ago, you know, you'll get excited and won't wait and won't let things work out, and you'll shoot, miss, or you'll regret the shot or whatever. But Dwight, this is true with anything. It's pulling out in traffic. This is true in anything in your life. Following someone, the practical application of long suffering is so real. And the Holy Spirit, you know, something I've learned, if you miss an opportunity, let's say maybe you miss pulling out at the right time and you have to wait there for a while, or if you miss the shot, or you don't get the catch on the fish, you miss the set on the hook, or you miss the opportunity in business deal, he's big enough, another opportunity will always present itself. And so if you have long suffering in your life, you're not pushing and driving and making mistakes and hurting other people and manipulating other people to try to get things out of them. You just like realize, wait now, God loves me. He cares about me. He's going to provide the things that I need if I just let this force of long suffering work in my life. And so, you know, as we talk about long suffering, you know, it goes right along with these fruit are so intertwined, gentleness and goodness. Talk to us a little bit, Dwight, about, I've heard you define gentleness and goodness before, and man, Those definitions are awesome. Tell us a little bit about what those the Greek words there mean.
Thank you. I'd love to do that. And let me come back real quickly to one thing you just said, because it is so, you know, I love that example of long-suffering in your life. Because is it fair to say then, would you say, because that incident you described last week, long-suffering, when somebody is level, when they're steady, mm-hmm. you know, when they're level and steady, that is a manifestation of long suffering.
Yes.
You're not popping off with anger. You're not popping. Right. You're just level and you're steady.
Yeah, boy, that's good.
Level
that's
and steady.
Good.
So you're just, and so, you know, and that's what it looks like when it's operating.
Yes.
How many people, I mean, you just, you know, we just see all the time, somebody says something, we say something back, action, reaction, escalate. But long suffering, when long suffering shows up, it's level, it's steady. Mm-hmm. It's level, it's steady.
I heard someone say this today, Dwight. It's such a good example of that. Someone called them. I heard them. They were talking on the phone, and I said, "Well, how did that go?" And they said, "Well, it went real good because the Lord showed me to respond to His Spirit rather than react to what they said."
Ooh.
Yes,
yeah.
To respond to His Spirit rather than react to what they said. It's like that's what long suffering is. And you know, I don't know about you, Dwight, but I love people that operate in long suffering. That are those. They're still. They're quiet. They're not emotional basket cases. I just love that quietness in people that are allowing this fruit of the Spirit to work in their life.
And these are not people that, you know, just roll over and people on them. It's their level, they're steady. Yeah. They know words are containers, and they just go, "Wow, that's good.
It. That is good."
Yeah, somebody, maybe me, need to hear that. by the way, we happen to have you with us this Friday afternoon. This is Local Matters, and I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. Always glad to have you with us. We're looking at the fruit of our recreated spirit when Christ comes in, and the components of that fruit and how they work in our life. One fruit, all these components. Specifically, we're starting to look at the component of gentleness now. And I've done a little study on this matter of gentleness, and it sounds so pretty. It sounds so, you know, but these parts of the fruit of the Spirit are really intertwined. Mm-hmm. They're interdependent on each other. And as I study and read this, the best example that I came across was we have some people in our church that are involved in a ministry that involve horses.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Bobby and Paul Abel, Manus Hannah.
Yes.
They take horses and challenge children and challenge adults, and they do some amazing things.
Work.
Oh, yeah. Wow. They develop the confidence and abilities in those. And so they have some horses. And, you know, they might have a horse that, for example, a child gets on there, and that child maybe not know a lot about a horse, and that child may pull the horse's mane a little bit, or that child may, you know, kick the horse a little bit the way that it's, or, and not to hurt it, but they don't move it around or whatever. But you know, the horse that doesn't get disturbed about that, it doesn't bother them, we call that a gentle horse.
Yes.
A gentle horse. So as I begin to think about a gentle horse, what does that mean, a gentle horse? And this is exactly what the component of the fruit of the Spirit is, the grace, the force, the power, the characteristics of Christ. Christ had all of these. Mm-hmm. Jesus manifested all of these. And when he came into us, he brought them with him.
Amen.
And we've got them now. So we have a supernatural force in us now as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ that will prevent us from being easily disturbed.
Mm.
So when something comes along that's disturbing, when something comes along that puts pressure on us, when something comes along that causes us to move into worry or anxiety or stress or whatever we want to call that, we've got a power that is in us that is greater than the pressure on the outside of us, and it's called gentleness.
Yes.
And what we have to do is stop, catch our breath a little bit, and just say, wait a minute. Instead of saying, I heard somebody say the other day, and I'm not being critical because I probably said the same thing myself sometimes. Well, you know, that just, when that happens, it just makes me a nervous wreck.
Oh, boy.
Makes me a nervous wreck. Well, we can keep saying that, and we can keep being a nervous wreck. Or when that thing happens, if we know we've got the force of gentleness in us, we can say, wait a minute. That's out there. I'm not denying that that's out there, but I am saying that the force of gentleness is in me from the Lord Jesus Christ. I am not easily disturbed.
Hallelujah.
I am not easily disturbed. That does not disturb me. Maybe your emotions want to tell you something else. The situation wants to tell you something else. The pressure from the outside wants to tell you something else, but they are not as great as what's in you. And what's in you is the force of gentleness. And if you'll pull that up and reflect on that and meditate on that and realize what it is, it's a supernatural force from God, which keeps us from being easily disturbed.
Amen.
Got me to preaching now.
Amen. Yeah, how much time do we have before the break?
We're good.
I've got a great testimony about this, Dwight. You know, our church building, Living Hope Church, we used to be located back behind on Short Street. We were neighbors with Stephen Street Baptist Church. Stephen Street Baptist Church is a large church compared to us. I mean, we were just getting started. And so our youth pastor one time was trying to teach one of our youth to drive. It was getting close to the time that he thought he'd get his license. And this youth actually drove the car through the church, through our church building. And
not Stephen Street.
No, not Stephen Street.
It'd been better. No.
No. Brother Jimmy Arms.
That's right.
But nevertheless, he drove that car through there. And, of course, it was a Saturday morning. Our youth were over there doing some odd cleaning or something. They were doing youth stuff. And so here we're Beth and I at home, and knock, knock, knock on our door. Brother Jimmy Arms, who was the pastor of Stephen Street at that time, you know, great guy. We love him. We always had a great relationship and still do with him. But he knock, knock, knock on the door. I thought, what in the world is Brother Jimmy Arms doing at my house? And so we opened the door. He said, Brother Ron, he said, I've got some bad news for you. And so our faces dropped. You know, we just thought, what in the world has happened? He said, one of your youth have driven a car through the church building.
And so, I'm laughing.
We can laugh now, but yeah, but you know, Dwight, it was amazing how this fruit.
Gentleness.
Of course I was concerned, but I said, well, Brother Jimmy, is everybody okay? He said, yeah, everybody's fine. He said, the building's damaged a little bit. He said, the car ended on up in your children's church area. But, you know, Beth and I both, the fruit of gentleness, even though it was a very tough situation, it could have been a very tragic situation. It was a very alarming situation, even though nobody was hurt. The fact that a car went through the building,
yeah.
You know, we had a drive-through church. But even though a car went through the building, it was as if this fruit, we just gently, we didn't say, hey, Gina, I'm all right.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't go crazy. I said, well, Jimmy, is everybody okay? He said, yeah, everybody's fine. He said, the building took a pretty hit. And so, I'm just saying that at a very tough time, the fruit of gentleness manifested itself. And, Dwight, I mean, I can recall over my lifetime how the Holy Spirit has brought these up. Now, obviously, you know, if your emotions are going to control and your feelings are going to control your life, these fruit will never manifest because the Holy Spirit won't push you and make you. He's there to remind you, and he'll nudge you. And so when Brother Jimmy came and said that it happened, immediately because of, and I think this is the reason,
sure.
Not bragging, but because of time studying the Word,
yeah.
Having a relationship with God, being in church, and here's the key word, having my emotions trained by the Word of God.
When
he came, it didn't set us off in a tailspin. It didn't set us off screaming and yelling. It didn't set us off in anything. The fruit of the Spirit, of course we were bothered by it. Of course we were concerned. Of course we knew it was going to cost time and money to repair. And of course we were concerned. But Dwight, that's how this gentleness worked in our lives.
Wow, that is so good. Not easily disturbed.
Not easily disturbed.
Not easily disturbed. This is good. Hey, stay with us. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Back with more on Local Matters in a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Hey, we're back on Local Matters. Happy to have you along. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. We are talking about the characteristics, the graces, the forces, the powers of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's himself. that come into the born-again believer and their spirit that we have to use on a very practical daily basis. And they're called in Galatians 5:22 and 5:23, the fruit of the Spirit. And those components we're going through one by one. We're talking about what they look like when they're working, tools, if you will, in their spiritual toolbox. And we were talking about before the break, Pastor Ron, this force or power of gentleness. How many times, I mean, and you described a situation where one of the youth in the church actually drove into the church and through the church. And the fact that this force of gentleness, you didn't get easily disturbed. And we come back to the question, and what good would it have done had you got easily disturbed? And would have made matters worse.
Right. Right.
You might have said things, done things that we would have regretted later. And we see this out there with, all the time, I'm so stressed out. I'm so this, I'm so that, whatever. And these are folks that, maybe they have Christ in their heart, maybe not, but if they do, we need to learn that, hey, we don't have to get stressed out with everything that comes along.
You know what? This just rose up in my heart very strongly. This is a real fruit. When you're dealing with children, you know, like this youth obviously was learning and made a mistake. But the thing of it is, I heard Joyce Meyer say this one time, and it stuck with me. I've heard it for years. She was feeding her children around the table. One of them knocked over a glass of milk, and she started yelling. And then she said, all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit said to her, Joyce, you can't put the milk back in the glass.
Yeah,
you know, it's gone. You can't. And so we have to realize that. With children, when you're dealing with children, this fruit of gentleness, to realize they're just children. They're going to cry. They're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
They're going to do things that, you know, we shouldn't yell at them for doing. We shouldn't get angry with them. We have to have gentleness. And, you know, Jesus said, you remember when the children started to come to Jesus, the apostles and leaders started pushing them away from him.
Yeah.
And he said, allow the children to come unto me. And so when you're dealing with children, they will do things that, especially as you get older, they will do things that get on your edge, that edge you, that cause you to get riled up, but you have to let this fruit come forth. And especially parents, you know, when you're dealing with children that make mistakes and do things, you just have to remind yourself, they are children.
Yeah.
Don't expect a 5-year-old to act like a 20-year-old. They're not going to do it. They're a 5-year-old. So it doesn't mean we can't discipline. It doesn't mean we can't talk to them, but this fruit of gentleness working in a child's life, one of the things it does, Dwight, and I've seen this in your children, I've seen this in my children, it preserves their self-worth.
Oh.
Their self-worth is always preserved when you deal with them gently. If you deal with them in a yelling sense and condemning sense, destroying a child's self-worth is not of any worth at all. If any correction, direction, or anything, if you are destroying their self-worth in the process, you can be gentle with the child and let this fruit of gentleness work in your life. And I know this goes right along with goodness, but when we let gentleness and goodness work in our life, we're manifesting a strong self-worth for our children and those that are around us.
You know, and Pastor Ron, in our culture, in our world, I mean, we will never run out of things that can get us disturbed.
Boy,
if we choose to.
Isn't that the truth?
I mean, there's an endless supply every day of things, situations, scenarios, people, needs, whatever, that's out there waiting to get us disturbed, if we choose to. And we can succumb to that, and Christians can succumb to that, and get disturbed every day, talk about being a nervous wreck every day, talk about being worried to death every day.
And feel like that gives them a right to hurt and destroy other people.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
No, to say that makes me so mad, hurt somebody, you know, today. I've said this, nothing can make you mad. You have to decide to be disturbed.
Truth.
You have to decide to get mad. You have to decide to get upset. And Christians can live that way and die and go to heaven, but not have the abundant life that Christ died that we could have. But as I said, there's a lot of things out there every day that is waiting to get us disturbed. We can live that way, or we can, I love the way you said it, where I go, train our emotions in the Word of God, and just say, wait a minute. the next time someone comes my way that's going to get me disturbed, upset, if it's a person, if it's my spouse, it's my child, it's whatever, it's not that I'm not going to discipline, it's not going to, but I have something in me, I'm talking to believers in the Lord Jesus Christ now, I have the force of gentleness. Mm-hmm. And the force of gentleness, when it's working, will help, will cause me, it's not mine, it's not Dwight's force of gentleness or Pastor Ron's, it's the force that Christ brings into my life. And he said, I have this in me, and what this does when it's operating, when it manifests itself, it keeps me from being easily disturbed. Thank you, Father, that I have gentleness and I am not easily disturbed. And we need to learn to live like that.
And I mean, when you're doing,
we'll live longer and better.
We'll have a much more peaceful and fruitful life, because you know, about one time one of my children hurt themselves or something, and is actually, I think, with the storm door, broke glass or whatever, and she's just a little one of our girls. And I know you raised yours the same way, because I see this fruit in your children as well now. When you raise them this way, you'll see it when they get older. But we had her in the sink, and we were getting the glass off of her, checking her, making sure that she was not hurt, and she was just bawling and bawling. And first I started saying, don't cry, don't cry. But, you know, the Spirit of God quickened me. And I said, honey, it's okay if you want to cry. I said, it's okay. I said, I would think I would cry too if I'd broken a storm door, fell through it or whatever. I said, and see, the Spirit of God will quicken you at times like that, and you won't make matters worse. A disturbing situation won't disturb you enough to make you feel like you have the right to make it worse for other people.
Oh, wow.
And so
that's good.
If we let these fruits operate in us, that's the things that they'll do.
So that's what gentleness will do.
That's what it'll do.
And myself and you and probably everybody listening today will have a chance to use that fruit tomorrow, that part of the fruit tomorrow.
Amen.
We can get disturbed or not. We can let life control us and push us around our circumstances and be a puppet to those and stay upset half the time and get high blood pressure and heart disease and all that anxiety and worry brings to life. Or we can say, no.
Yeah,
Something bigger than that is in me, and that's the force of gentleness. Yeah. I am not easily disturbed.
Amen.
I'm not easily disturbed.
Praise God.
Whew, let's march on.
All right. Okay.
We're glad you're with us, by the way. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen, and we are talking about the fruit of the Spirit, those powers, those forces that are inside the believer that came in when Christ came in. We're walking through them one by one, one fruit, all these components, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. We are now to the force of goodness. Boy, this, as I studied goodness, Pastor Ron, you know, of course we say God is good and he is good. Mm-hmm. And most of the time when we say God is good in that context, we're talking about the opposite of bad.
Mm-hmm.
And of course God is good. He is the opposite of bad. But I love this. I probably got more revelation out of this force, this power, this characteristic for us, maybe than it is, because I didn't have a clue. You know, so if I didn't have a clue, I didn't know what to call on it. So in my studying and my reading, I've got a watch on here, and if my watch is telling, if it's 5:30 in the afternoon, and my watch tells me it's midnight, and I look at it again, it's 6 o'clock, my watch tells me it's 2 o'clock in the morning, then I might look down at my watch and I might say, this watch is no good.
Mm.
And when I say, if I say that this watch is no good, I'm simply saying it's not fulfilling its purpose. It's not, because it's not telling me the correct, its purpose is to tell me the correct time.
Uh-huh.
If it's not telling me the correct time, it's not fulfilling its purpose. So I begin to realize, ooh, I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. As I study this word more, that word goodness goes to purpose. You have, as a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, and everybody that is that I'm talking to right now, you have a force of purpose. You have purpose. Every day when you get up, your feet hit the ground, and while you're sleeping, 24/7, you have purpose. You know, I used to say, Pastor Ron, well, God has a plan for my life, and I know I'll find out what it is. I want to fulfill that plan. I didn't realize God's plan was going on right then. As we sit in front of these microphones, God's plan is going on. As people are listening to us in their cars, in their homes, in their business, God's plan is going on because they have purpose. They have purpose. And all of us have had these opportunities or these things in our life where, you know, what good am I anyway? Am I any value to anybody? Life will get on top of us and we'll make some mistakes and we'll say, I blew it again. But we wonder if we really have, what's the purpose of my life? We've all kind of been there in some degree or another, but God wants us to know it is not just a word. It is a force, and it helped me to better understand and get more out of the 23rd Psalm. When it says, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. God's purpose will follow me all the days of my life.
Man, that's good.
I will have purpose all the days of my life. As long as I've got breath in my lungs, I've got purpose because God's purpose is following me. Right. Your purpose, you've got purpose, you're here. So that is a component, a power, a force that we have. It is the power of purpose. You know, I think of so many things in my life, and I sure wish we had time to talk about them, but we don't.
We're not out of
we're
time.
Done. Oh, we're done. We're done. But there's next, unless Jesus comes, there's next week.
All right.
Hey, thank you so much. Join us next week, same time, for Local Matters.